from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, a major storm that's part of a system rolling across the country is forecast to hit New Jersey today, bringing with it high winds, thunderstorms, and a possible tornado. The storm begins this afternoon with moderate to heavy rains that will drench the Garden State. New Jersey 101.5 Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow has the latest coming up. John Mullaney, Pete Davidson, the Stone Temple Pilots, Third Eye Blind. They're all on the lineup for this year's North to Shore Festival. North to Shore has drawn 500,000 people to shows in Atlantic City, Asbury Park, and Newark since Governor Phil Murphy and First Lady Tammy Murphy came up with the idea in 2023.
We want to see this thing go on for decades. My plea would be, as successful as this is, let's keep this thing going.
The pre-sale for tickets begins at 10 a.m. on Thursday. The festival runs from June 14th through June 29th. New Jersey news brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home online at townappliance.com. A new study says early humans were regularly using animal bones to make cutting tools 1.5 million years ago. A cache of 27 carved and sharpened bones from elephants and hippos found in Tanzania pushes back the date for ancient bone tool use by around 1 million years. Early people also made simple tools from stones as early as 3.3 million years ago. Experts say the discovery published Wednesday in Nature reveals that early humans had more complex toolkits than previously thought. Not everyone who is struggling needs a suicide helpline. Contact of Mercer County offers a so-called warm line, giving an outlet to folks who want help but aren't at imminent risk.
We provide emotional support and compassionate listening for people who may find themselves in crisis but may not have suicidal ideations.
The listening line can be reached Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 609-737-3300. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Could we see that tornado tonight? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Best case scenario today, an inch of healthy rainfall later on. Yeah, it would be soggy and sloppy for a few hours, but we really need the rain. Worst case scenario, adding wind, hail, power outages, and flooding to the mix. Also making matters worse is the fact that the nastiest weather potentially coincides with the evening commute. For now, cloudy, turning windy, chance of a spot shower, highs upper 50s to around 60. Starting around mid-afternoon, we'll watch for that round of widespread rain and strong thunderstorms to come in. Biggest concerns, heavy rain and gusty winds. Rain will taper off late this evening, although lingering showers and fog are possible through daybreak tomorrow. Lows in the mid-40s and blustery tomorrow, cooling down. 50s in the morning, 40s by tomorrow afternoon. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
And right now it is 60 in Berkeley Heights, 60 in Manalapan, 58 in Salem. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. With weather brought to you by Matt Portnoy Insurance. Overpaying for workers' compensation, business, home, or auto insurance? Matt's got you covered. Save money on insurance now. Look up Matt Portnoy Insurance online or call 802-318-7991. Matt will shop your insurance until he gets a better deal.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.